Random House Audio presents Heartache Falls, an Eternity Springs novel by Emily March. Read for you by Kate Mazur. Love seems the swiftest, but it is the slowest of all growths. No man or woman really knows what perfect love is until they have been married a quarter of a century. Mark Twain. Prologue. Byron R. White, Federal Courthouse, Denver, Colorado. So help me God. Lowering his right hand, Mackenzie S. Timberlake shook the hand of the Chief Justice, who had just sworn him in as the newest member of the United States District Court for the District of Colorado. Congratulations, Judge Timberlake, the Chief Justice said. We're glad to have you aboard, Mac. Thank you, sir. I'm honored. I look forward to working with you. He turned to his wife, Allie, who held the family Bible against her chest, and they exchanged a quick hug. I'm so proud of you, Mac, she murmured. Congratulations. Thanks, honey. Then, as he turned to face the witnesses in the courtroom, his colleagues, his friends, and especially his family, his heart swelled with emotion as they broke into applause. This grand and glorious moment was the culmination of a long-cherished dream. It was almost surreal. His gaze fell on his longtime secretary, Louise, whose maternal smile beamed with pride and approval, then to his former law partners, then to Charles Kavanaugh, his mentor from the very beginnings of his legal career. Charles was also his father-in-law, and the only father figure Mac had ever known. Meeting his gaze, Charles nodded once.